In the first chapter of his book, The Art of Being Human, the famous Carmelite priest Father William McNamara begins by asking a question. What is the purpose of human life? Back in 1962, when he wrote the book, he said that 9 out of 10 people would say that the purpose of life is to save my soul. Now, 53 years later, I'm kind of a doubting Thomas. I don't know if anyone would say that the purpose of life is to save your soul. This is vastly important, Father McNamara says. You've got to save your own soul. Jesus says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul in the process? And yet, Father McNamara argues that saving your soul is not the purpose of life. He writes, if you really believed that the first and foremost purpose of life was to save your own soul, then all your thoughts, desires, and actions, even your service to your neighbor, would be primarily for your own sake. You would become, he says, and I find this to be funny, he says, you would become an egotistic horror. An egotistic horror. He said it would be all about you. It would be selfish. He says the gospel is clear. The purpose of life is not about getting something for yourself, but about giving something. Father McNamara says that the purpose of life is giving honor and glory to God. He says that is the purpose of life, to give honor and glory to Almighty God. I remember the first time in my life that I ever heard this. I was just a kid. I was in my grandparents' house. I was in the kitchen with my dear saintly grandmother cook of happy memory. And we were in the kitchen cooking. We were probably making a diabetic pie for my grandfather. My grandmother was a master diabetic cook and baker. And so we were cooking away, and she said, I remember this so distinctly. She said, she says, everything we do has to be for the honor and glory of God. I'd never heard that before. She says, everything we do is for the honor and glory of God. And then, with a twinkle in her eye, she took the spatula and she licked it. And she said, even this. And I got to lick it too. Everything is for the honor and glory of God. Father McNamara writes, we must be so concerned about God and his kingdom and his glory and his will that we forget about ourselves. Our petty little problems get swallowed up, he says, in the unrelenting, consuming pursuit of God's honor and glory. Giving honor and glory to God, that is the purpose of life. And isn't that exactly what St. Paul says today? In the beginning of his letter to the Ephesians, he says, in Christ we are chosen so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. And it's so important that I don't know if you noticed, but he says it 3 times in today's second reading. Over and over he uses that phrase, to the praise of his glory. It's that important. We exist for the praise of his glory. That's a humbling thought. I've been praying about that this week. I don't exist for myself. Contrary to what the world might say, I don't exist for the sole purpose of the pursuit of my own pleasures. I exist for somebody else. I exist for the purpose of giving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, honor and glory and worship and praise. And if I exist for his glory, that changes how I act. It's a good examination of conscience for me. I was thinking, well, does what I watch on television, does what I watch on the internet, is that giving praise and glory to God? Does what I eat and drink, give praise and glory to God? Does the music I listen to on my XM radio and my iPod, does that give honor and glory to God? Does what I text give honor and glory to God? Do the clothes that I wear give honor and glory to God? Does where I go on vacation give honor and glory to God? Does where I spend my money give honor and glory to God? It affects the way that I pray, too. Because I notice sometimes that when I'm talking to God and asking for things, a lot of times I'm pretty selfish and I'm asking something for myself, for my own pleasure, so that my life will go a little bit better. Or I'm asking something for somebody else, that their life may go a little bit better, and I forget to ask, Lord, is what I'm asking for your honor and glory? If you grant me this request, will it give you more honor and glory and worship and praise? And even in activities of the parish, I have to ask myself that question when we want to start a prayer group or a Bible study or a youth group or evangelization team, which are all good things, great things, holy things. But I have to ask, will beginning this group or participating in this group give you more honor and more worship and make you more known and loved in our parish and in our community? It affects the way that I think about Mass, too, doesn't it? I mean, going to Mass is not optional for us, is it? The reason why we have to go to Mass every Sunday, because what we do here is the purpose of our existence. We were born to worship and adore and give glory to Almighty God. And so what we do here at Mass every Sunday is what we hope to do for all eternity. To remind me that the purpose of life is to give honor and glory to God, in most of my correspondence, I put at the top of my paper, I put a little cross, and I put an AMDG. Didn't Sister Mary Hildegundis teach you to do that at Catholic grade school? At my Catholic grade school, Sister Mary Hildegundis told me to put a little cross at the top of my paper and write AMDG. And nobody really asked me what it is. They probably think it's just one of those tedious text message abbreviations, right, that nobody understands. But it's kind of important. AMDG stands for the Latin Ad Maiorem Dei Gloriam, which means for the greater glory of God. That what I'm writing or typing may be for his greater honor and glory. My Benedictine friends would do it just slightly differently. Yesterday was the great solemnity of St. Benedict for all of our Benedictine monks and nuns. And they write at the top of their paper, they write, U-I-O-G-D. There's another good thing to text somebody. U-I-O-G-D. And it comes from a line from St. Benedict's rule, the rule of St. Benedict. It's the last line of chapter 57. And he says, U-I-O-G-D, ut in omnibus glorificetur Deus, which means, so that in all things God may be glorified. So that in all things God may be glorified. Because in Christ we were chosen, we were called, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory.